A small-scale construction project could be coming to Tempe Beach Park. Members of the Tempe leadership class want to build bike racks and envision the project as a way for nonprofits to raise some money by using the racks as a valet during special events at the park. Financial advisor James Wendland and Peter Hodgson, who works with Teach for America Phoenix, are both members of the class working on the project. We met at the site of the proposed bike racks.
We're trying to create a permanent bike structure that will go here at Tempe Beach Park to address some of the, you know, congestion problems we see in terms of special events that happen here, but also just add some much needed bike parking to Tempe and to the downtown area.
How much demand is there for that kind of thing in this area?
I would say there's a lot of demand for it. We're actually working closely with the city of Tempe, who included this in the downtown parking strategic plan. This is something that they wanted to see because of the, you know, the development that's happening, because of the congestion we see with cars. We want to continue to promote bike riding in the city, and this will add some additional space to Tempe Beach Park, a place that's visited by millions of people every year.
So is the thinking that by having a bike rack, a place for people to park and lock up their bikes, that more of them will ride their bikes to come visit here?
That's definitely the hope. If you've ever been to any of the events down here, specifically Oktoberfest or Tour de Fat, there has been temporary bike valets. And so the idea is that we're creating a space, a safe space for people to park their bikes, and knowing that there's a space here that people will hopefully utilize that more and more.
James, how much do you think this would cost?
Estimates right now are ranging for the first phase between $80,000 to $120,000. Obviously, the more donors that step up and contribute to the project, cash and in kind, the more elements we can add to the design process.
And where are you as far as fundraising?
We've got about, currently we've raised about $40,000. We've also got some in-kind donations. So we've got a good head start, and hopefully we can start moving some dirt in about the next 6 weeks or so.
How many spots do you expect to have here?
I think right now the design's calling for somewhere in between 120 and 140 actual bike racks. And obviously that's a major increase from the five that are currently at the site. So we're excited about that.
Why this particular spot? We're right on Rio Salada Parkway, basically across the street from where Monty's used to be and where the U.S. Airways building is. So what is it about this spot that's appealing for this project?
It's the visibility, really. As you can see, we're right next to the main entrance to Tempe Beach Park. Rio Salado is a very frequently trafficked road here, and obviously at the corner of Mill Avenue. So the more people see it, it's less advertising you have to do. People see the, you know, people riding their bikes into these big events, and you know, hopefully it'll also make for a cleaner atmosphere with these larger events. You have fewer bikes chained up to trees and things of that nature. So you'll see it there. You'll know where to go. Easy to find.
And I will say, too, in working closely with the city, this is a space that they helped us determine and an area that they wanted to see the valet itself go with it close to the entrance and with easy access to Rio Salado and the bike lane and the sidewalk and things like that. This is a prime spot that the city really wanted to see us move towards, and we wouldn't have done this without their support and their help.
So the spot that we're looking at is kind of a mound. There's grass. There's one little tree up there. What do you have to do to this land to get it ready to actually build the bike racks?
Well, the first thing we're going to have to do is, as James said, move the dirt. And so we'll be working with groups to help grade the space, level it, and work on fencing. There's currently some pretty basic black fencing that goes around the outside of the park. We'll be utilizing the similar, if not the same, design to encapsulate the area while also utilizing the fence that's on the south side of the park itself. But from there, we'll be putting in the racks. We'll be hopefully using decomposed granite and some other paver stones to keep the space nice and level and easy for foot traffic.
Best case scenario, when do you think this could be up and running?
Well, as James said too, it comes down to funding. I mean, we'll be working closely with the city throughout the next few weeks and the next few months. We have different phases of the project we hope to see happen. And so our goal is to continue working on this until we feel like the city and our class sees this as a complete project. So the first phase we're hoping to finish come the mid-May, and that would be the fencing, the grading, the bike racks themselves, and then enhancements throughout the summer. So we're hoping, again, timeline is kind of unknown until we can really, you know, feel that we've delivered a final solid project.
James Wendland and Peter Hodgson are members of Tempe Leadership Class 30, which is currently raising money to build permanent bike racks at Tempe Beach Park.